Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. Big time's going on in Central Virginia.
We got all kinds of stuff going on.
And it's all about dogs for veterans.
Yep.
And in case you don't know, that's Terry's nonprofit organization. And guys, we got a building fund going here. We want donations, man. We got to get these buildings up so we can start helping more dogs and more people. Right, Terry?
Exactly. We've got, I think we've talked about it like six times.
Mm-hmm. But this is the big time.
This is the big one right now. So we've gotten the property. We've gotten things kind of opened up out there. So we start putting a training facility up. And now we're trying to collect our nickels.
Now, Terry, how much land did you get?
53 acres.
And it is gorgeous. It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's a lot of wooded area, yeah. And you've cleared a lot already.
5 or 6 acres are cleared.
And the whole perimeter?
There's a perimeter trail, so it's about 1.5, 1.25 miles around. It can be walked. Right now, it's not set up to walk.
But Terry's going to fence the whole thing in, yep. And that way there can be like these wonderful dog walks with all the dogs who are at the facility,
yep.
Waiting for their new jobs and their new homes.
Exactly, and we're going to have cabins on site for the veterans to come and stay. Won't cost them anything.
How cool.
We'll have a training room, which is basically going to be a large pole barn that's finished, sort of finished inside, so mm-hmm. It's, you know, hard floor and some insulation in the walls. Probably won't be much fancier than that, but that's all I need.
And a little place for the trainer to stay overnight.
Trainer? Yeah, that's actually going to be in the upstairs.
Oh, cool.
The building that I've found that I think I want to go with is going to have an upstairs living quarters.
Excellent.
So that will make
it
easy.
So, dudes, you got to donate because I want to get myself out there so I can start working with bunches of dogs so we can help lots of veterans, man. So, we've got fundraisers coming up in and around Richmond, Virginia.
Correct. And for some of it, you don't even have to be in this country.
Oh, because it's online.
Exactly.
And Terry, what's it called?
It's called the Amazing Raise, and it's a 36-hour competition marathon for nonprofits, and it's put together by Cameron Foundation. Boy, I should know that by now. I've only talked about it for weeks.
but it's so cool. So if you're a nonprofit, sign up. They have like all kinds of rules and regs and stuff, and you become part of this 36-hour marathon fundraising event. And if they have really cool categories,
right?
And if you raise like X amount in X time, whatever, they'll give you more money,
right,
on top
they,
of what
they
you
have
raise.
Prizes. It's sort of a matching type thing. So they're one of the ones that we're shooting for is be one of the first 15 businesses to get 50 donations of $50 or more. And then
unique donations from different individuals.
And then at that, if you're one of those 15, you get a $2,500 bonus on top of what all the donations that came in.
And how cool is that? And this is all online, so anybody, anywhere can donate.
Right. Anywhere, any country, doesn't matter.
You know, we're going to be out there, we're going to be tweeting on Twitter, and we're going to be Facebooking, and we're going to be blogging, and everything we can possibly think to do online to get y'all who aren't in Richmond to help us out here.
Right.
And Terry, you're doing a really cool thing with plaques or bricks?
We're doing bricks. We've got two walls we're going to put up in the facilities, and one is called the Wall of Gratitude. And the Wall of Gratitude is set up to remember a veteran, either living or deceased, somebody
so
that
to
has
honor
served
someone who's been in the military.
Correct, to honor
and it
someone
could be
in the military.
A canine.
And it could be a canine. The other one is the Wall of Celebration. And the Wall of Celebration can be sort of anything, two-legged, four-legged. If somebody or something or some animal has made a difference in your life and you want to put a brick up on that wall, by God, we got a wall for it.
So you give a $50 donation.
Correct.
And for that $50 donation, you get a brick.
You get a brick.
And on the second wall you were talking about, if I want to put my beloved dog who I lost
right.
8 years ago, if I want to put his name and his dates of living, I can put that up there.
Absolutely.
In his honor.
If you can do that. You can celebrate the birth of a grandchild,
oh,
the birth
cool.
of your own child, whatever you want to do. You can put clip art on it. And the $50 one gets you a certain size, but we have big ones. If you want to buy a big Mambo brick, we got those too.
Give us $1,000 or $100 or
$10,000
or whatever.
Jumbo giant.
You want
brick.
A whole wall? Give us $10,000. No.
Actually, I'll sell you a wall easy.
But guys, how cool is that? That you can be part forever of this wonderful organization that's going to help so many people. We just need the buildings to do it.
Right. And we're making good progress. We've gotten good support. Some of the things that we're doing in before the Amazing Race and during a location stuff, we've gotten great support for that. So Richmond Harley-Davidson.
Ooh, they rock.
They have been really nice at supporting us for a couple of different things. One, on September 15th, which is a Saturday, we'll be at their open house. And we'll be there with dogs and stuff, and I don't even know what all
we're just going to be schmoozing and talking to people and taking pictures of people with cool bikes and dogs and blah, blah, blah.
Yep, and it'll be a good time. There's always music. There's always food. It's a lot of fun if you've never been to it. You don't need a motorcycle to come. Come on out. Say hi. Get a picture with a dog. Maybe you'll want a bike.
Yeah, absolutely. Buy a motorcycle, for heaven's sakes. So what you guys can do is we'll put all this up on the Bark Radio website as far as location for all of the events.
Yep.
And so we'll give you links to their websites, addresses, and times.
Yep.
The one that is on the 15th is from noon to 5 at Richmond Harley. And
then the Amazing Race. We've got three locations that we're going to be doing live events, and you can donate, again, online at the live event. You can donate online from your home, or we'll have a bucket there, and if you want to throw a 20 or 100 in there,
have at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So
September 19th, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., and that's awful early. I don't know who thought this one up, but we're going to be at Daylight Donuts on Broad Street.
Yep.
And we're doing a $50 donut. And what this is a really neat idea. So it's called MAD, Making a Difference. You'd have to be mad
to pay
$50 for a donut. But we're going to give it a shot. And we're going to have Kat Simons from Light 98 is going to be there. Dee will be there. I'll be there. A bunch of folks from Dogs for Veterans and dogs.
Yes. We want you to meet a number of dogs throughout these live appearances. One is Miss Kim, who is right now an ambassador for the organization, and she will at some point be matched with a veteran, right, Terry?
Yep.
And hanging around, oftentimes there are multiple spokes dogs for Dogs for Veterans. Tell them about your two, Terry.
So Suri and Sparky, they're my two. They're both registered therapy dogs, and they're both rescues. And for the work that we do with Dogs for Veterans, there's sort of the transition assist, because Dogs for Veterans, all the dogs are pulled from a shelter or a rescue. And just like humans, there's a transition time to kind of become themselves. So these guys help them become normal.
How cool is that? So they have true jobs within the organization.
Yep.
Now, the other dog that we have hanging around all of this is my Mr. Murphy. And Murphy, we're calling the spokes dog for Dogs for Veterans. And he is a therapy dog. And he just loves people. And so, you know, he'll be hanging out going, look, you can have a picture taken with me. You can hug on me. But, oh, please give us some money for Dogs for Veterans.
Yep.
So come out and meet our dogs. They're fabulous.
So also on September 19th, the evening of, I'm going to be exhausted on the 19th. I'm just telling you.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be at Quaker Steak and Lube on Broad Street. They do Wednesday night biker event. There's wings and there's vendors, and it's a cool event.
And it's from 4 to 9.
Yep, 4 to 9 p.m. Dogs will be there for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't want to overstress them.
No. Yes, because it is a lot. Well, a lot of noise and a lot of people, and we will make very sure we don't stress our dogs.
Exactly.
Come on out to Quaker Steak and Lube. Food, drink, they have all sorts of things. I've never been there, but I'm looking forward to it.
I've been by there. I've not been at the event, but it's
there'll
be 1,000 bikes there.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it'll be huge.
And loud.
Yeah.
And then we are having the big event, Hogs, Dogs, and a Great Cause. I love that.
I love that name too, yeah.
And it is?
It's going to be at Richmond. It's September 20th. It's going to be at Richmond Harley-Davidson, the same place that we'll be at on the 15th. But this is specific to us. So we're going to have live music. We've got raffle prizes. We got food trucks. We got Boca Taco Truck, which if you're in the area, everybody knows Boca Taco.
Yeah, man. We're going to have tacos, and we're going to have Mr. Softy for dessert. Woohoo.
Yeah, Mr. Softy. And then we've got a clown coming for the kids. Going to do
fun
animal balloon thingies. And,
oh, good.
I don't know what else. There's some other
stuff
that is surprises.
Just come see us. Just come see us, man. And, you know, if you happen to go home from Richmond down Route 1 toward Ashland, you're going to see us out there on the 20th. Come on in. Just stop by. Say hello. Give us a little donation. Meet the dogs. Meet us. Guys, seriously, you can't have I don't think a better mission in this world than to help our veterans have better lives because they can have a service dog. So help Terry out. Great cause. Come see us. Hang and be a permanent supporter. Yeah. You know, there's going to be ongoing need, like later on when we have buildings up. We're going to need volunteers, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the thing is everybody that works at Dogs for Veterans is a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And lots of folks putting a lot of effort into making this thing fly. And I think, you know, it's considering when we started, we're making some pretty good progress. Now, I know I'm not the most patient person, and I'd like to be way down the road already, but right. we've done a lot of stuff in less than 2 years.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see what the next 2 years is going to be. You know, I've got grandiose ideas, as always, but...
Well, yeah, you have to start with those, and then we build the foundation, step by step by step by step, and ultimately, you know, this is... going to be Terry's life work.
Right.
And with any luck at all, there are going to be some of us standing there right next to him.
That's you know, the
making, plan. Making it all just, making the dream come true. And I remember the first time Terry and I sat down and talked about this. And
it was your birthday.
So, it was. And it was several years ago.
Yeah.
And you guys, I'm just so thrilled to be part of this. So you be part of it too. We'll see you when we see you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, folks.